ikaw ay bukas o open ka sa pagsasabi na hindi mo iboboto si Mayor Rodrigo Duterte. Bakit?
Maraming reasons kung bakit hindi ko siya makitang favorable. I studied Duterte only because I don't know him personally. Tinitingnan ko yung mga, you know, parang nag-hire ka lang for a job. And because I've been a manager for a long time, I look at yung past records mo, and then I look at your attitude, and I also look at your potentials, at saka yung vision mo. So I took that all into consideration. And after studying Duterte, I've just seen that, number one, he's a man of contradiction. He vowed peace and solving crimes in 3 to 6 months. And then, 3 months later, after he said that, not even 3 months, he backpedaled. Sabi niya, I don't think I could stop it. We could just suppress it. The bad thing about him saying that is it shows that he has this great conviction, which the voters loved, but he's already showing signs of indecisiveness. It just goes to show that he's very impulsive. And yung indecisiveness na yon, that's what he used to attack Rojas with. Na Rojas is very indecisive, but he himself is very indecisive from the time na he doesn't even know if he should run or not. So that's number one. Number two reason is I feel like he's a man of confusion. Sinasabi niya, I will actually rub out, yun ang sabi niya, no? Crime and corruption. But I don't understand what he means by crime. Kasi he said that he would kill criminals. But, you know, Marcos has got 75,780 claims of human rights violations that's being processed right now. So, isn't he a criminal? Tapos Arroyo incurred about the record-breaking debt of about 3.5 or 3.54 trillion. And then yet he's saying that I might release Arroyo. But yung ginawa ni Marcos and Arroyo, aren't they crimes of corruption? And so why would you say I will kill criminals myself and yet you're trying to release or hail one as a hero who actually committed crimes? So that's being a man of contradiction. Another one is his personality, like his leadership style, like he swears a lot and he's got this authoritative persona, which I think is a bad warning sign. So he swears a lot. He makes fun of this rape, you know, that I think it's about going viral on YouTube. He's very arrogant and loud, and he admits that he kills and he's part of the death squad. So if you have that personality like that, you know, at one point I read something about him admitting that he had killed 3 people in Davao. He's a criminal then, in my perception. So why would I actually vote someone who's got this leadership style, na dictator ka? Didn't we just ousted a dictator in the past? Why would you want history to repeat itself? So that's just a warning sign for me. His last reason ko is yung, I think he's a man of double standards. He said, I would fight criminals. And then he admits that he's linked to the death squad. The New York Human Rights Watcher, actually, they did a red flag on him because of the human rights violations. Pati yung ano, Amnesty International raised a red flag on him kasi there was one point I think I read na he actually asked one of the tourists to eat a cigarette butt because he refused to put that in the bin. But he himself, the way he talks, the way that he carries himself and all that, that's a double standard. It doesn't sit well with me, with my principles and my values. So those are the 4 reasons why I really am not vouching for Duterte.
Mukhang inaaral mo siya ng todo.
I have. I've actually read about Duterte for the last 4 or 5 days because I need to convince myself na, you know, I'm saying the right things. It's not because I want to prove myself right. Actually, I want to prove myself wrong. Na baka mamaya, you know, I'm actually judging him the wrong way. That's number one. And number two, I really want to inform the public that this is the person that you're trying to vote. Please vote wisely. I'm not trying to convince you. The choice is amongst the people. So sila pa rin ang mag-choose. Pero I think they really need to consider all these facts and the display of attitude and behavior. Kasi sometimes may mga fanatics na that they won't even listen. And, you know, they make excuses for the leader na, ay, nagjo-joke lang naman yan eh. So why would you even choose to excuse a leader or a so-called leader who chooses to behave in a manner that is sexist and bullying?
Yung binabanggit mo, ito yung mainit ngayon na pinag-uusapan online at binabatikos din si Mayor Duterte sa kanyang naging komento dun sa panggagahasa sa isang Australiana. Ano yung masasabi mo dito?
I think it's appalling, you know. Why would you even cheer on a guy? because I watched the video myself, and I'm really shocked at what he said. And number two, I was shocked at how the people reacted. I mean, it seems like he's trying to befriend people. And the thing is, I think he's forgetting that there's a time and a place for things. You know, he's on an international stage. If you're going to do Kanpo jokes, you should do that within the confines of circle of friends, right? For him to say that, I think that's very insensitive. If you have a leader at work now who could say such things, that's punishable by law. It's called sexual harassment. Like, if you offend someone, like, I'm offended by what he said. And, you know, he should really take accountability for that. That just goes to show that he's very selfish. He's not even taking into consideration how people would feel about his bastos na joke. I feel it's really disrespectful. And it just really lowered his standards. And I don't want the international stage to think that all Filipinos are like this. This is so kanto. And it's inexcusable yung sinasabi ng mga voters na it's a joke. I think the voters should understand, no, na if, you know, the international stage or the other countries or the leaders of the countries or even just anyone in the whole entire world sees him as this, it actually diminishes the trust. Kapag nawala ang trust ng mga tao sa ibang bansa, sa leader natin, unang-una maapektuhan yung economic ties. How can he negotiate yung ating mga proposals or i-boost yung ating trade kung magkakaroon ng disrespectful attitude, di ba? Mm-hmm. Na minsan inatak pa niya yung Mexican ambassador at saka si Pope. So how can they trust him kung ganun yung attitude niya? How could tourism boost kung yung mga tourists takot magpunta sa bayan natin? What he's doing is actually, parang it's leaving a very sour taste para sa mga tao overseas tsaka sa mga leaders overseas. And this is not, we don't want them to know us. We should be known for the right reasons, not for the wrong ones.